1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at FBHW Show. Name that blank now. America's favorite radio game. 13 straight years, I think.
Dallin has a hard lead.
Every time I buzz in, Dallin buzzes in and steals it.
Number four, name the city.
I'm Rick Harrison, and this is my pawn shop. I work here with my old man and my son, Big Hoss. Everything in here has a story and a price. One thing I've learned after 21 years, you never know what is going to come through that door.
Las Vegas.
Vegas! Wah. Ding! While it seemed those desperate enough to pawn something as dear to them as an engagement ring or something like that are probably unlikely to ever recover it, but according to the National Pawnbrokers Association, an average of 80% of goods are eventually reclaimed. The majority of transactions in pawn shops are conducted by repeat customers, frequently pawning and reclaiming the same item over and over again. Tomorrow's National Pawnbrokers Day.
Steve. By the way, Robert Downey Jr. credits a Burger King meal in 2003 with a turning point in his recovery from addiction. He found the burger so disgusting that it served as a wake-up call, leading him to throw away the drugs he was carrying and begin his sobriety journey.
What? That's really funny.
That's terrible.
So there you go.
So they gifted him a card because of that? Maybe he had a... Maybe,
well, they might have a good sense of humor, though, about it. I mean, I doubt if he had it before that. I'm sure that's probably why.
Maybe that's why he got the meal in the first place.
But I think... But in Iron Man, I think he gets Burger King, right?
Yeah. They said that the experience was later honored in the movie Iron Man, where his character has a similar pivotal moment of clarity after eating a Burger King cheeseburger.
Oh. Yeah, because he's like, what do you want? He goes, and they roll up and he's eating Burger King.
Well, number five, name the family member.
I would love to hear this.
So would I.
The car that Steve made Huntley. These two equal-length tire marks had positive traction. Can't make those marks without positive traction, which was not available on the 64 Ryan. Buick Skylark.
Ryan.
Fiance.
I'll take it. I had put on their cousin, which is probably what you guys were going to say.
Yeah, that's because that's the answer.
But
that's...
she's technically his fiance.
Not a family member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve. Cousin.
Yeah.
And why not?
Sorry,
what
Ryan.
Is positive traction?
It's a limited slip differential, which distributes power equally to both the right and left tires.
You should have accepted.
The 64 Skylark had a regular differential, which anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows. You step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
True. That's nothing.
Did he just say true?
Tommy gets stuck in Alabama so often.
Yeah, he's just been dying to talk about posse.
After her Oscar win for My Cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei was targeted by a bizarre conspiracy theory pushed mostly by film critic Rex Reed. Reed said that Jack Palance had read the wrong name instead of either Vanessa Redgrave or Emma Thompson because Tomei fell last alphabetically. The show's producers and vote counters said if that was the case, a representative had orders to go on stage and state that both a mistake had happened and then announce the actual winner, which was proven in 2016 or 2017 when La La Land was named Best Picture. But then they came out and said, no, it's actually Moonlight. And then that debunked Rex Reed's conspiracy theory one final indisputable time.
What an idiot.
Right. One more. Name the city.
One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to state the fact. This ain't the sign that we wanted. You can take it back. Now here we go, thinking we about to get some... Now they didn't order us a sign off wish. Now I was looking at
Tommy.
That's Detroit.
Definitely no swear words in that.
Definitely no swear words in that. There's definitely no swear words in this one too, though, which is also by the same guy. And a banger.
Hey, you know the Lions won again,
bitch.
You know the Lions won again.
Another one.
You know the Lions won again.
That's how we do.
Thanks to Ryan and Dallin for playing. Dallin gets the win with a grand total of 3. More on the way. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.